It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, artificial intelligence developed by two Carnegie Mellon University computer science students was able to outplay humans in the classic computer game Doom. It was even able to beat the game's computer player. The work flows from the Google DeepMind experiment, where a machine beat a human in old Atari video games. The programmers say not only is their computer player a good shot, it also has learned to dodge shots. Forget about self-driving cars. Experimenters are turning their eyes to the skies. A single-engine Cessna Caravan took off from a small airport in Virginia Monday, and it had a robot at the controls. Unlike self-driving cars that have a computer applying brakes and steering, the plane was being flown by an actual robot with spindly metal tubes and rods for arms and legs and a claw hand grasping the throttle. The demonstration was part of a government and industry collaboration that is attempting to replace the second human pilot in two-person flight crews with a robot co-pilot that never tires, gets bored, feels stressed, or becomes distracted. This week, the Tech Report takes a fantastic voyage.
Four men and a beautiful girl, off on a fantastic voyage. Actually entering inside the human body.
In the 1966 movie The Fantastic Voyage, scientists shrink a craft and five adventurers to microscopic size and inject them into the human body. Pitt Mechanical Engineering Associate Professor Sung-Cho Kwon has not figured out how to shrink a submarine, but he has figured out how to control the movement of a tiny device through a simulated bloodstream using nothing more than an air bubble and an ultrasound machine.
So we have a small bubble, and then we apply the sound wave. And then this bubble oscillates and then generate the flow around it.
Sung came upon the idea while he was working with very small bubbles and sound waves for another project. He noticed that when he applied sound waves of just the right frequency to a bubble trapped inside a tube, it would begin to oscillate. That oscillation would cause the fluid around it to flow in a consistent direction.
We take advantage of this flow to propel the tiny object.
Sung's team created a chip about the diameter of a human hair with a void or a tube on one side. When that chip was placed into fluid, it automatically captured a small air bubble that was about 80 nanometers in length, or about the size of a dozen red blood cells. Once the length of the bubble was measured, Sung could calculate the frequency of the sound wave that would be needed to make the bubble pulse within the void. That oscillation pushed water out of the tube and propelled the chip forward.
Oh, of course, that was exciting, really exciting.
But the swimmer was only able to move in one direction. So researchers created a chip with different sized tubes on different sides of the device. Depending on which sound frequency is applied, the tubes on one side or another are activated, and the chip can be driven in two directions.
So two-dimensional plan, but the next step is we try to navigate in the three-dimensional spaces.
A video of the tiny swimmer can be found at our website, wesa.fm. In theory, the device could be injected into a human and controlled using handheld ultrasound devices like the one an OBGYN might use on an expectant mother. That same device could also be used to watch its progress. Sung says a fleet of these swimmers could be used to deliver drugs to hard-to-reach parts of the body.
Just coat these drugs on the body of these swimmers. And then once you reach the target area, this drug can be released slowly or sometime.
Those swimmers could then dissolve and be eliminated by the body. Use inside a human body is, of course, years away. Among the obstacles still to be overcome is increasing the speed of the devices. In a simulated blood vessel, they can move at a few centimeters per second. But compared to some parts of the circulatory system, that's not fast enough to swim upstream.
If it's a high blood stream, you want to put this swimmer, maybe you need a cuff in the area, so in the reduced blood stream, so you can move it.
Sung is working with other engineers at Pitt and researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center to forward his experiments. Until then, the fantastic voyage is still something limited to the silver screen. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.